Now, the rest of the story. General Walton Harris Walker was in Dallas, Texas, with the 8th Service Command when he heard the awful news. General George Smith Patton, Jr., the General Patton, the brilliant and aggressive commander with whom General Harris had served during the Second World War. George Patton, General Harris's hero, his military idol, his role model, was dead. A traffic accident, of all things. Patton's car had struck a truck. No one else was hurt, but Patton was paralyzed. He died in the hospital. Overcome with grief, General Harris boarded an airplane, flew immediately to Germany for Patton's funeral. And this is the rest of the story. Eli Whitney's generation witnessed the dawn of mass-produced parts. More recent generations have seemed to encourage the mass production of people, have appeared to glorify averageness. Now, General George Smith Patton, whatever he was anything but average. In Farrago's remarkable biography of George Patton, the book upon which the epic motion picture was principally based, he described the general thus: a hard-driving, tough trainer of men, a hell-raising daredevil, a martinet who strutted about always immaculately groomed, a perennial frown on his amply upholstered face, his broad chest thrust out over a formidable midriff, never shirking a scrap. End quote. And yet the man Patton's biographer was describing was not Patton, but rather another Patton, a soldier who served under Patton, who emulated Patton in every possible respect, another general named Walton Walker. He thundered like Patton. He swore like Patton. He wore a menacing-looking handgun at his side like Patton. He roared around his battlegrounds in a jeep like Patton, and he was constantly at odds with the press as Patton was, and he fought with uncompromising, ferocious determination as Patton did. And like Patton, General Walker was always saying the most provocative, outrageous things. He, Walker, once told a less aggressive general that he did not want to see him back from the front unless it was in a coffin. He, Walker, once defended his battlefield omnipresence, saying, quote, "I don't mind being shot at, but these so-and-sos are not going to ambush me." General Patton himself regarded General Walker with admiration and sometimes with amusement. "My toughest SOB," Patton frequently called Walker. "He'll do well," said Patton, "unless he blows up first." Not even as a commander in Korea did Walton Walker remove his World War II 20th Corps insignia, the double X's that reminded him of his service under Patton. In fact, it was in Korea that General Walker once confided this to a fellow soldier. He said, "I find it ironic that a man who lived as Patton lived would die in a traffic accident." Within an hour of saying that, General Walker's jeep struck a truck. He had head injuries, as Patton had. He was rushed to a military hospital, as Patton was. He was pronounced dead on arrival. General Walker had worshipped General Patton and had followed in those giant footsteps to the very end, December 22, 1950. Precisely 5 years and one day after the death of his hero, George Patton himself. And now, you know the rest of the story.